The Absolute Philosopher, The End of the Road. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, the University of Philosophy here in Campo, California, with The Absolute Philosopher, The End of the Road. My. That sounds rather final, doesn't it? Well, it is. I deal with people all the time who are interested in having better health, interested in having healing, interested in having wholeness. They want to enjoy life to a greater and greater degree, and I say to them, that's just wonderful. I'm so happy you want to enjoy life to a greater and greater degree. However, what are you willing to give for it? Are you willing to come to the end of the road and then make your decision? Or are you going to just diddle-daddle around, and as you are enjoying a reasonably healthy body or a reasonably intelligent mind, a sensitive, caring nature, an understanding of spiritual things to a degree that pleases you, are you going to be living your life as a person who is sort of half and half there? Or have you come to the end of the road and you say, whoops, I'm going to die. I want to live. Now I've got to put some changes in motion, different causes in motion. Whoops, I'm going bankrupt. I need to have some money. I need to put some different causes in motion. Yeah, we wait till the last minute, don't we? So often we do that. Okay, now, what do we do when we get to the end of the road? What sort of attitude do we have in our mind when we are at the end of the road? Do we have the attitude of futility? Do we have the attitude that there's no way it can be done, that if it's done, it's going to be a pure miracle? Huh. Haven't we thought about that? Have we thought that when we get to the end of the road, we get to the end of our rope, and there's no longer anything there to grab onto, that's it? We're giving up the farm? Well, that's what many people do, and that's what many people think. Fortunately, not the majority, but many. And the people who think that are people who are such a worry cat, you know. They're thinking that things are going to turn out badly. Things are going to be so terrible. But that things are going to be turning out exactly the way they're worrying about it. The things are going to turn out exactly the way they're thinking about it. And if they're thinking about troubles in life, they're going to have those troubles in life. If they're thinking about lack, limitation, illness, in any other way in their life, they're going to have that. Now you see, just a matter of thinking is going to change it. Well, Master Teacher says it's done according to our belief. And philosophers, psychologists, psychiatrists, doctors of medicine, and thinkers of every kind on the face of the earth, masters of every degree, including you, have thought these thoughts, have realized that which you think upon, that which you're putting in your consciousness, that's what you have in your every moment thought, that is what you experience. Oh, my goodness. Since we know that, since we believe that, it would seem to me that we'd be putting thoughts into our every moment consciousness that were beneficial, that were good for us, thoughts that were uplifting, thoughts that were really terrific. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I'm independently wealthy. I'm a happy person. I like me. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I am whole and perfect. I like me. Say these things, know these things. I am peace. Say these things, know these things, love these things, be these things. Say, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. Say, every beautiful, positive thought, I am independently wealthy. I am surrounded by harmonious people. I am spiritually illumined. I am spiritually whole. I live in my ideal spiritual. Say these things. Believe these things. Let them just trickle off your lips as though that's where they belong, and that's where they are always being said, and that's where they're being believed and followed. And then watch what happens. Then when you get to the end of your road, which will never come, But when you get into a trying situation that needs to have some positive attitude, you immediately will begin speaking your positive word. You immediately will begin speaking the truth about yourself. You immediately will be saying, I am whole and perfect, even when the things look very dark, when the doctor's opinion is very, very tough. You say, I'm whole and perfect. And the doctor says, oh, just denial. They just don't want to believe it. They just don't want to believe it. Well, we have said too often about ourselves things that we should not believe, and we've experienced them. We have said, I'm sick. We said, I'm poor. We said, I'm unhappy. We said, my world is going to pot. We've said all those things, and we've been experiencing them. And lo and behold, it's just what we had in our lips. Now, do you think it would be so terrible to have on your lips the good thoughts, the positive thoughts, the thoughts that bring you happiness and right action and peace and truth and goodness? Do you think that'd be so terrible to do? I think that'd be a wonderful thing. To me, that would be a most remarkable, most positive, most salubrious thing for me to do, to say that everything is in order. Say that all is in divine order. I visit many people in hospital wards, and they're down at the last, at the end of the road, you know. And I say to them, hey, just say you're whole and perfect. But you don't understand. I don't want to understand what you don't want. I only want to understand what you want. Now, say you're whole and perfect. Say you're wonderful. Say you're fantastic. Say you're joyous. Say everything is going along beautifully for you. And then watch it as it happens. Herb, you're an old wife tale here. You keep prattling these things and prattling these things and prattling these things. And, you know, you're a silly mouse. You say, Herb, you keep prattling these things. And you say it as though they don't work. And I'm not going to tell you, because I'm not trying to sell techniques. I'm not trying to sell somebody else's success. I am only telling you this technique that works. And if I tell you about all the other people that it works for, you'll say, yeah, sure, it works for them, but that they had extenuating circumstances. They had something different. They had some... You see, right away, you want to argue your way right out of your health, right out of your happiness, right out of your wealth, right out of everything that is for your benefit and your good. My goodness, why do you do that? Why do we do that? Because it's a habit. It's a silly old habit that we've done to ourselves for years, and that silly old habit we keep building up and building up and building up. And we can change it right now. We can put a new habit in motion right now for ourselves, and that new habit can spell out the truth about ourselves, about just how wonderful we are. And when that new habit does that, then what happens? My goodness, wonderful things happen. Life becomes an exciting, exhilarating, invigorating experience. Life becomes something that's so fantastic that we could never have believed that it would be true. And we never did believe that it was true. But we can. You see, it happens to other people, but other people keep their mouth shut. They go and tell no one, because they're not trying to pitch their success. They're just enjoying their success. They're enjoying their good health. They're enjoying their good wealth. They're enjoying everything. And they shut up. They don't go around telling people. Because people say, oh, well, I remember you when you weren't so good. And you see, they want to bring you down to their level. Don't tell anyone. Put these causes in motion and watch these miracles take place for you, because they're not really miracles. They're just the evolution, the activity of the law of cause and effect, which always works and always brings us exactly what we are putting into it. What is it that you want to put into it? Where are you at the end of the road? Are you at the end of the road where life is dull and tedious and just really bad? If you are, then close the door and go out the other side, where life is good. But you can't just do that. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Because when you go out that other door, you'll take you with you. And you'll enjoy you in that new attitude of life. But you can't enjoy you in that new attitude of life as long as you stay in the old attitude of life. So I invite you to go out that new door, enjoy the new attitude of life, and start having all of the thrilling experiences that are yours to have right now, because that's who you are, and that's all that matters about life. You're at the end of the road? Super! Open the door, step outside, and enjoy life new. I love you. I love you. I love you.